Hello, treasured friends. This is Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Dr. Terry Mason is Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health in Chicago, Illinois, USA. He is also Chief Urologist at Mercy Hospital in the same city and serves as an Assistant Professor in the Department of Urology at the University of Illinois. His dedicated, tireless contributions to society have won him many awards, including the Outstanding Young Doctor Award from Dollars and Cents Magazine, the Nigerian American Forum's Distinguished Persons Award, and the Monarch Awards Foundation Men in Medicine Award. In addition to his important work and responsibilities, Dr. Mason is actively involved in serving his community in his free time. He has hosted Doctor in the House, a health-oriented talk show on the Chicago radio station WVON for 15 years. Dr. Mason also leads the annual Restart or Meatless January campaign, which calls on Chicagoans to go completely meat-free during the first month of the year. At the beginning of 2009, on Doctor in the House, he pledged that he would not eat meat during January. He also told his listeners, "I'm going to focus on eating a healthy and delicious variety of fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, and I want you to do the same." Dr. Mason's initiative is now in its fourth year. The program encourages everyone to stop unhealthy eating habits and to restart their systems by making smart food choices. Dr. Mason's five quick tips to restart are as follows. 1. Stop eating meat for 1 month. 2. Drink plenty of water. 3. Eat more vegetables than anything else. 4. Eat fruits every day. And 5. Allow your food to be digested properly and be eliminated frequently. There was a delightful surprise this year as Dr. Mason decided to continue abstaining from meat even after January. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent recently interviewed Dr. Mason about his campaign and his recommendations for a lifestyle featuring healthy eating.
About 4 years ago, we decided, coming out of what we call the season of gluttony, which in America starts with Thanksgiving, which is around November 25th or so, and goes all the way through to January 1st, or New Year's Day. So during that time, we drink more, we eat more, we party more, we do all the mores that we shouldn't do during that time, because it's a time of celebration. So it was our decision about 4 years ago to come up with a time where we could sort of reset our bodies, give them a rest, and give them what they needed to replenish themselves during the month of January in hopes that people would go on after that time.
Many people who have participated in the Restart program over the years have experienced significant health benefits. Dr. Mason has seen firsthand how the project has changed people's approaches to their diet.
So those who joined you in the Meatless January campaign, did they mention any changes they experienced?
Yes. We just met the other day at Soul Vegetarian Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that many of the people who have stuck to it, and some are still from last year. So some people started us last year and they kept going, and they're still with us this year.
Several years ago, Dr. Mason suffered from high cholesterol. This eventually led to the need of a stent, or a tiny tube placed in a coronary artery in 2005. From that point on, he began to reflect on his eating habits and to gradually increase his daily intake of plant-based foods. His dietary changes enhanced his well-being tremendously. At the same time, the modifications opened a new world to him, and he was encouraged to share his experiences with others.
I'm asking people to drink a half gallon of water a day and eat basically fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And you can ask nuts and legumes and things of that nature. Beans and brown rice are a perfect food. Mm-hmm. People say, well, what about the protein? Where are you going to get the protein? I say, well, you ever look at the biggest animals on the planet? They don't seem to have any problem making protein, and they don't eat any meat products. As a matter of fact, feeding animals meat byproducts has been implicated in mad cow disease and other things. So, you know, I tell people all the time, this is a pro-vegetable campaign. And all I want to do is put it out there and say, look, if we want to be healthy, if we want to live the lives that we've been all blessed to have, There are a lot of other things that go on that we don't have control over. Mm-hmm. This is one of those that you do. So mm-hmm. take control over and give your body what it really wants. Your skin will clear up. Mm-hmm. You'll feel much lighter than you've ever felt. That means you have to go buy it fresh, prepare it, and eat it. And some of the fruits and vegetables you need to eat in their natural state as raw. We call it a salad. Mm-hmm. Almost any of the things that you cook, you can also make a salad out of.
In the next few moments, Dr. Mason will share more of his knowledge about keeping well and eating right. You are watching Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living, featuring our profile of Dr. Terry Mason, Commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health in Chicago, Illinois, USA. In 2006, Dr. Mason launched the Restart Campaign, a now annual event that asks Chicago residents to make their diets meatless for the entire month of January. Dr. Mason expressed his hopes that this would help more people enjoy a healthier and happier life.
What has been your personal experience since you started this campaign?
Well, I've had the same experience that many of the other people that were at the meeting said. Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed the same, although my skin wasn't really that bad to begin with, I've noticed that it's even better. And even though I'm 57 years old,
wow.
People say that, well, you don't look like that. It's because you try to do the best you can. One of the unintended consequences, though, mm-hmm. of going to a more plant-based way of eating, which is not why I tell people to do it, mm-hmm. is that you will lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's a natural sort of thing. I'm not saying do this as a weight loss strategy. You do this because your heart will thank you, your kidneys will thank you, your pancreas will thank you, your colon will thank you. All of these organs that are important for us mm-hmm. will thank you for making their jobs a lot easier.
Processed foods start as natural foods. However, by undergoing a chemical process and being infused with preservatives and additives, these once wholesome food choices lose much nutritional value. Dr. Mason presents his concerns about the harmful effects of processed food.
We're overweight. 25% of our children in the city of Chicago start school overweight, and we should eat food. I'm not anti-anything. This is a pro-message, so people eat food. There was a great article that was in the New York Times magazine. The name of the author escapes me right now, but basically he said, and I think it's perfect, if you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't eat it. If you read a label and you can't pronounce what's there, you probably shouldn't eat it. And the easier way to do this, rather than be to make a lot of statements about processed foods and mm-hmm. things of that nature, you have the minerals, the macronutrients, the micronutrients, all in the right proportion, all in the way that your bodies are best made to absorb them. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really critical for us to understand. There are many, many companies out here selling all kinds of stuff, and all I can tell you is until I see a pill grow on a plant, I can't think that it's natural.
Apart from his Restart campaign, Dr. Mason also spreads his message about the need to take care of one's well-being by way of selecting plant-based foods through his radio show, Doctor in the House.
We've been doing that radio show once a week. It's live. I answer questions. This is how we get the word out about this. But we need this on every station. I know that there's tremendous economic issues here, or what have you, but now is a great time in America because everything is retooling itself.
Yes.
So we might as well retool the way we eat while we're trying to put our businesses back together, jumpstart our economy and do these things. If you talk about the environmental impacts, mm-hmm. there's good data that shows that much of the greenhouse gases, much of the use of the natural resources, particularly water and some of the issues related to that, are really vested in our meat-based economy. One of the other positive benefits of moving to a more plant-based situation is that we could reduce our carbon footprint tremendously. There's a passage in John where Jesus asked the man, do you want to be well?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the question America has to ask. Does it want to be well? Does it really want to be well? Mm-hmm. Because if it does, then we know what needs to be done. The question is, does America have the will to do it?
Absolutely. What goals do you have as a commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health?
Well, to continue to get this word out and speak the truth. We can only do what we can do. We can only say what we know is borne out by science and what our experiential evidence gives us.
We applaud Dr. Mason for his remarkable work in promoting healthy eating and lifestyles. May God bless him with great success. Thank you, good-natured friends, for joining us for today's program. Next week, our interview with Dr. Mason will continue here on Healthy Living. Now, please stay tuned for Science and Spirituality following Noteworthy News. Let us all live and let live.